And welcome back to Focus. I'm Terry James, and now we're speaking with opponent Michael Wary. And Mike, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
You are running for mayor of Viola, and you have a deep-rooted connection to Viola. Lived there your whole life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Family moved there in 73. I was actually one of the first group of students that went over to Sherrard from Winola. I my junior year and my senior year there. And, you know, even when I went to school up in Chicagoland and did a lot of career work up there, I was still always back here visiting mom or my brother. So then when mom got sick in 2012, I made it back here and decided, well, you know what, I'm home and it is home, so let's stay here.
You make a living with security and IT compliance, and we wanted to talk, we also talked with Scott about the issue with the former mayor and money being misused and taken from the city. Now, you have emphasized financial integrity as a top priority, and the separation of duties is something you mentioned. So what is all that?
So part of that goes to, you never have just one person signing a check. You need two people that will sign the checks, and that's also why it's important that we have the individuals that are involved with it are not married, for example, living in the same home or something like that. And that way, you always have a check and balance system with it. You still have the trustees going ahead and approving those things, but it's very important that you maintain that separation.
You mentioned water and sewer infrastructure, which Scott Barber also mentioned with us, is just something that is a very pressing issue in Viola.
It really is. You know, we had some of our area with the oldest pipes this year had bursts. You know, certainly we have put out the boil orders, all the rest of it. And part of it too is we have to document it, and some of that's getting started so that we can attempt to get grants too, because nothing involving plumbing is ever cheap. And we know we have still about 3/4 of the town that we really need to move to modern infrastructure with. But, you know, there's even things like that that we can do better with. For example, we have an older style of fire hydrant. It was made by Iowa, and who later got bought by Clo. Well, we've always been told you can't repair those. So I started doing some looking and found out, well, yeah, there's 5 companies that make third-party parts for those. So yes, we should get new fire hydrants, but we can also do some of these things short-term for, you know, reasonable prices and even having them certified.
How can we help Viola grow? We've seen some success there at the four-way. We've got Gaining Ground Fitness, Prairie Crossroads, the Bean Field does well. Yes. How can we bring more business to Viola?
So one of the things I did was actually to engage with Mercer County Better Together. I'm sure you know them. Mm-hmm. Kyle over there, he brought in an architecture firm that was familiar with what we were doing. And in fact, the city a number of years ago actually put together a project with Kyle to go ahead and help us in this development. So we've got right now, and it needs to go in front of the board, plans for architecture design of what we can do with downtown. And the nice thing about this is it's not just a single plan. We have 3 different ways of looking at it. And part of that's also going to be getting the town involved to go ahead and say, you know, okay, yes, we'd like to take a big loan, which is not the recommended course, and do all of this at once, or we do this business at a time, but we design our buildings so that the next building can be attached. And in the short term, let's use the grassy area we've got. You know, we've had these wonderful events. Beanfield, you mentioned, has been putting on the sippin' shops. The community club has been doing amazing stuff. And let's go ahead and have for that. Let's do a farmer's market there. Let's try and promote things. And those really help our local people too. I mean, we've got 1 million people that do. I was amazed one day to find out we had 49 businesses in the local Viola area. You would never know this, but, you know, and all those businesses can benefit from it.
And, you know, there has been a loss in Viola, the grocery store, also the buildings that were torn down recently on the east side. I mean, not so recently, but it's now green space. But yeah, there is a lot of work to do with the economic development portion.
It is, but, you know, we have the TIF, the Tax Incentive Fund, and during the previous year, I was able to work with the people that did TIF for us, and we've created a business development district. And we use a small amount of money to be able to go ahead and incentivize businesses, whether they be existing businesses or new businesses, to try and do that growth. And if you look at things like the USDA, they have a number of short-term loan programs that can be done to help starter businesses. So we need to combine those things. And again, Mercer County Better Together, Kyle, he and his team have always been willing to try and help us with that.
Well, in just a little time we have left, anything else you'd like to mention that I've not asked you?
I think for me, it is really about making sure that we're focusing on the community. We get the community feeling back to things. That's why I'm very proud to be part of the community club. They're putting on like the Christmas event this year, which was fantastic. I know you were there for it. Did a great job. I think also what's important is having some regular hours where you can go and meet the mayor. So it doesn't have to always be a board meeting, or have a ability to go ahead and have a town hall meeting where people can ask questions. Board meetings are somewhat formal. Their ability to ask questions is somewhat limited. I work out of my house, and I've already spoken to like my company. Okay, can I work out of my village hall if I should get elected, you know, once a week or something like that? Have a couple of evening hours each month. Have a weekend hour, you know, when people can come in, and give them the ability to come in, talk, and let you know what's going on.
Mike Wary, in the race for mayor of Viola, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.